Many of you are in the process of waking up. And the waking up process can be confusing, disturbing, because the system hasn't realized that it's been asleep. So not having realized that it's been asleep, waking up is rather strange. And it's even more strange when you start to see people who are less awake than you are. Some sort of adjustment needs to take place. But the mind still keeps holding on to the old, as the mind only works in the old. It doesn't work in the moment. So adjusting to the present in each moment can be disturbing, confusing. Here's a possibility for you to look at. We've mentioned it before. You may be visiting this planet. In fact, we all may be visiting this planet, but some of us have come from a state, a place, a dimension that's more awake. And we've come here to help, assist, be available, support, encourage the people who are even more asleep than we've been. So the waking up process can be very confusing because you don't realize you've been asleep. You don't realize that you might be visiting this dimension with a consciousness that's more expanded than the average resident here. So you're trying to compare. You need to let go of the comparison. Now that brings us to this thing, living in the moment. Now the mind goes, oh yeah, I know what that means. No, it doesn't. The mind cannot understand living in the moment because the mind cannot live in the moment. The mind cannot live in the moment. So what happens is you see something, people who are not as awake as you are, and you're comparing them. You need to let go of the comparison with everybody. First of all, anyway, whoever you are or whoever you're not, you are unique. And not only are you unique, you're unique in each moment. You're shifting and changing as everything else is shifting and changing. You're unique. And if you don't become conscious of yourself in each moment, you are going to be confused because you're going to keep comparing with something that's gone and dead and no longer appropriate. In each moment, be here with who you are, and with whom you're attempting to communicate. Be here. This is you now. Let's say on your new level of being awake. This is them in their level of being awake or asleep. Now, not to compare with how they were. They may have seemed to be more awake and now they're more asleep. That's the way it is. Just be with it. Otherwise, if you keep comparing, you will be in confusion. You will be in distress because you're comparing with something that doesn't exist anymore. The only thing that exists in this moment is this moment. And you are the way you are in this moment, and they are the way they are in this moment. Now let's talk a little bit about the way you are in this moment and the way they are in this moment. I'm not quite sure how to explain this. Whatever the mind thinks needs to be completed, needs to be completed, even although on one level it doesn't need to be completed, because on one level everything is complete. But on other levels, it's not complete. things that you really think you've got to do, you've got to do. Because otherwise, it's not just the mind. You see, when the mind keeps going, oh yeah, I wish I'd have done that, I'd like to do that, that's what I'd really like to do. Even if it's beyond the level that you're comprehending in the moment, if it's going on in there, it not only affects the mind, but that affects the emotions, and that affects the body, and that affects your whole life. You need to do what you need to do. Now, in the East, as I've said so often, all this is documented. You need to take care of what are called the chakric levels, the levels of whatever it is, of the life energy, the sexual energy, the survival energy, the inquiry energy, the communication energy, the love energy. All these things need to be balanced, taken care of. You don't actually need to do anything in theory, but in practice you usually do. When you have been everywhere where you want to go, when you've done everything that you want to do, when you've met everybody that you want to meet, the peace that passeth all understanding. Because you're here. You don't need to do anything. Go anywhere. Meet anybody. You don't need to. You're here. You're here. You're complete. In what, in Eastern terms, they'd say, you've completed the chakras. And you're here. And then you're available for something that we could call a higher level, which is looking at a possibility of the human being going beyond what we call a human being into a realization of something that's much, much, much bigger than the way we're seeing things in this dimension. So whatever's there, floating around in there, that needs to be done, taken care of, experienced, you need to do it. Totally. Now that's the key, you see, totally. It's no good nibbling. You can keep nibbling and nibbling and you'll never feel fulfilled. You've got to go for it. Really go for it. And then you'll find, as you do, it just fades away into the background. It's done. It's finished. It's over. But then coming back to this other perspective, when you do that, you do start to wake up. And when you start to wake up, you start to see how asleep are other people. And then the confusing part. Instead of, no, this is the way it is. They are the way they are, you are the way you are. And the more total you are, the more you live life to the full, the more honest you are with yourself about what you really want, where you really want to be, who you really want to be with, the more honest you are with yourself about that, you start to become a different type of human being. And you start to see things differently. And you see people differently. But see them as they are. Don't compare. They are as they are. And probably they're doing what they need to be doing. What I'm saying to you who are listening now is, be total. Whatever you're doing, be total. If you've decided not to do anything, don't do anything totally. Whatever, be total. Now what the mind goes is it projects that into the future. And I'm not talking about the future. I'm talking about this very moment because there is only this very moment. Be total now. If you're listening, listen. If you're making decisions about what to do, be with those decisions in this moment. And then the next moment, and the next moment. But keep realizing that each moment changes and shifts. Be a change, be a shift. Be not knowing. Most of you listening to this, maybe all of you, you are waking up. Something is happening. So it is absolutely no use whatsoever. In fact, it's a great deterrent to compare with the past. Let it go. You've done it. It's finished. Be total with what is now and totally available for the next now. Totally. The question arises in some people that I am saying, Paul is saying, you don't have to do anything. Nothing needs to be done. And on the other hand, I'm saying, if you think you've got to do it, then you've got to do it. Both are true. It is possible to sit and just be there, as that what goes on in ashrams and monasteries. You just sit. Everything that needs to be processed comes up. You don't hold it. It passes through. The Hindus, that takes about 80,000 lives. Not a very efficient process, is it? People sit for 18 hours a day, and very, very few people seem to wake up. You can have an accelerated experience of that in the Satori group, but it's rare that anyone holds it for any length of time. So on one hand, you don't have to do anything, and I'm saying on the other hand, if it persists, if it's there, if it keeps on, just do it. Now, of course, there are consequences, because if just doing it is having a baby, that's approximately a 45-year commitment. Longer in most cases. There is a consequence. So that's a 45-year consequence. Take a look totally in each moment. What's really going on? Now, are these hormones? Are these basic chemical reproduction chemicals? Are you escaping this moment by thinking you need to do something else? Often that's what happens. In this moment, just as we are, usually it's uncomfortable. All the stuff bumbling from the past and what we should be doing and going to do in the future. We need to be in the moment just as it is and be with it totally, sit with it. And then if something really persists, do it, get it out of the way. Just do it.